Emmanuel Tangun, the managing director of the Dr. Phillips Tangun Foundation, says his team provided free eye surgeries to 100 cataract patients and even exceeded their goal by adding 10 more.
We're actually very thankful for the staff of Juba Teaching Hospital, all of them who came in and showed as much support and coming in and working from tirelessly from 7:30 in the morning all the way to almost 3 p.m. every day from Monday to Friday. We've hit our target of 100 cataract patients and officially screened over 519 patients officially. These are the registered patients who came in and got screened. Yes, there were others who came in with minor ailments and they were just given basic medicines and they actually went away.
Juba Teaching Hospital medical assistant Mariam Saturnino Arika says she was happy to take part in this week's free eye surgeries. Arika says the 100 cataract surgeries that took place this week underscores how many people in Juba suffer silently at home because they cannot afford the operation.
We are finishing the surgeries we started on Monday to Friday. It's 5 days. He gave free medicines for people who could not afford. We also did surgeries for 100 to 100 patients. I see this initiative is good. It should continue with it because it can help the people who cannot get medicines. There are people here in Juba, you cannot know where they are, but through the radio they were called. They got free medicines and free surgeries. It has helped a lot of people.
Yani saidu munseise. Shalene staff algistakal toba ne city na kaman.
John Gwot Deng, an ophthalmic officer from the Juba Teaching Hospital, says the hospital normally conduct cataract surgeries every Thursday, but this week was different because of the generosity of the Dr. Philip Tangun Foundation.
We have hit the target and we have gone beyond the target. We operated 104 cataract surgeries, and we didn't end there. We went to do some other eye operations. We had pterygium excision. Pterygium is a fleshy growth that is lamia in Arabic, and then we had trachoma surgeries, and we also did some eye cleanings, that is corneal scrapings. So, totally for this week exercise, we have operated 109 patients. It had been hard, but we managed doing that, though time was very squeezed.
Emmanuel Tangun encourages all companies to take up the course and give back to the community. The free eye camp and eye examination is an annual initiative by the Dr. Phillips Tangun Foundation, which commemorates the legacy of the late Dr. Philip. It's usually scheduled on the World Sight Day, which was October 13th this year, but was pushed back to November due to unforeseen circumstances. All patients who are operated on will return to Juba Teaching Hospital tomorrow for final checkups on the status of their eyes after surgery. Tangun says plan to extend the eye camp to other states will be discussed next year. For VOA News, I am Juliana Shapai in Juba.